Coach Corey Wayne, and this is my video coaching newsletter. And the topic of this newsletter is going to be why women love bad boys. I've got a short email here from a guy. He says, Corey, I'm 23 and I've noticed that younger women have a habit of chasing after morons that do nothing but demean them and treat them poorly. They literally crawl after these guys and end up damaging themselves in the process. I've seen girls go from being kind, and then after going for a moron, they become cold, jaded, and even harsh to guys that aren't wimpy, but are just nice guys. But the other day, they meet a similar moron, they purr like kittens. I think it stems from the idea that if they can change a guy like that or get a guy like that to love them, then they'll never need to be loved again. It baffles me. Should I bother with girls anymore? Well, I mean, you can sit on the sidelines and let the rest of us have all the fun out there, or you can do something about it, which is learn to understand women and understand the things that I talk about and teach, because they're not all that way. And if the girls that you're chasing after all seem to be like this, then maybe you need to take a look internally at the type of women that you're actually going after. I did an article a while back called How to Attract the Perfect Woman, where I detail how to figure out the qualities that are most important to you and also the qualities that you don't want, and also a great love letter exercise to go through to help you elicit what's most important to you in a woman. Because if you're chasing after women that have a low self-esteem, or, I mean, let's face it, like women when they're younger, they tend to be sexually a little more open. They experiment with having threesomes, or they experiment sexually with other women. And when they first get away from home, or they're 18, 20 years old, or especially like when they're away in college for the first time, they don't have mom and dad hanging over their shoulders. And you're right, some of them will go after guys thinking, oh, I can fix this guy, I can change this guy, I can make him into what I want, I can make him into the kind of guy I want. It's just because they're young, they're inexperienced, and usually it's a telling sign of a low self-esteem or a low self-worth kind of issue. Because when a woman goes after a guy and he's a dick to her, or he's not appreciative, if she came from a good family and good parents, that she loves her parents, and it's a healthy family, and the parents had a great relationship to model, she won't put up with that kind of bullshit from those men. But your average woman who doesn't know any better, they look at a guy like, oh, he's cute, I like him, he's strong, he's confident. It's like, well, what do they like about the bad boys? Well, let's look at like rock and roll musicians. Why do they like rock and roll musicians? These guys with long hair, the tattoos, they dress different. A lot of them dress like women when they're on stage with the state. It's part of their act, and they sing their heart out when they're up on stage, or they play their music, or they play their instrument. They don't give a fuck whether people think about them. They don't give a fuck about whether guys think about the fact they wear makeup or whatever, or weird-looking fucking clothes, because they don't give a shit. And that's one of the things that women are attracted to. What they're attracted to in a masculine man is the fact that he's fearless. He's fearless in who he is. He doesn't give a shit what other people think about him. And when he goes for what he wants, and if he doesn't get it, he doesn't give a shit. He just moves on. And if a girl tells him she doesn't like a certain way he's showing up or the way he's treating her, he doesn't give a fuck. He'll walk away, and he won't even bat an eyelash at it because there's 10 other women throwing themselves at him. But when women are younger and they don't know any better, they think, oh, I can change him. I'm like, when I get him all to myself, I can make him into the kind of guy that I want. And they mistakenly think that they really can sculpt this guy like they're sculpting some piece of clay or something into the perfect guy. And it's not usually until, I say usually, it's interesting. Like women hit like around 25, 27, 26, 27, 28, around that age. They've been through a few relationships. They've gotten their heart broken several times at that point. And, you know, especially if graduated college, maybe they're starting their career and their little biological clock starts ticking, and a lot of their girlfriends start getting married or in serious relationships, maybe having kids. It's like their worldview starts to change, because women tend to mature emotionally as far as relationships go several years before most guys do. And that's why a lot of beautiful younger women like to date older guys, guys like me, of course, because we get it. We've been around the block a few times and we know how to treat a woman. We know how to appreciate women. We value women. We love being with women. We don't let women walk all over us, but we perceive ourselves as the catch. And women are more attracted, it's a scientific fact, that they're more attracted to men whose feelings are unclear. And when I say feelings are unclear, it's these guys march to the beat of their own drum. They go after things that they want in their life. They don't stop what they're doing to answer a text in the middle of the workday. Or if they're up on stage, they don't stop in the middle of their set to answer a text that they got from their girlfriend on the cell phone. Obviously, that's an extreme example, but that's what a lot of guys that are younger and inexperienced don't do. Like, if you're ever around younger guys and women, just watching them interact, and they go up and they start, hey, you know I'm a good guy, you know I treat you well, and they're all basically seeking a woman's approval. They're trying to prove themselves to women. But guys that are the bad boys or guys that get it with women, we don't have to prove jack shit to women. We are who we are, and we know that we have something to offer a woman. And if a woman's too stupid to recognize it, then she's just simply going to miss out on it, because we're going to, the next day, be hooking up with some other girl just because we can, because we go for the things that we want in life. Most guys don't have much success with women because they're too passive. They're too afraid to go for what they want. They dance around the subject, or they try to become friends first, thinking, oh, I'll be your friend, and she'll get to know what a nice guy I am. Because, again, it's the mentality of, well, I have to prove myself to her. You don't have to prove jack shit to him. You just have to be comfortable in your own skin. You got to be your own man. You got to go after the things you want in life. You got to be direct and get to the point quickly, not dick around, dance around in circles over several weeks and months trying to be kiss her ass and be your friend and fix her garbage disposal or fix her toilet when it backs up or fix her car when it breaks, being that male kind of girlfriend or male manservant kind of guy that never gets anywhere with women. And so, like I said, that's they like that behavior just because they're young and they're inexperienced, and especially if they have a low self-esteem or a low self-worth, they'll put up with those things because they incorrectly assume that, oh, he won't always be that way. I can turn him into a guy just like my father, or a guy that's a nice guy that'll treat me the way I want to be treated. But yet what they like about these guys is these guys are a challenge. They don't know where they stand with them. These guys aren't blowing up their phone, just puking all of their feelings all over them. Oh, I love you. I can't, you know, all this kind of lovey-dovey bullshit. They're not like that with women. And so it's not that they're never affectionate or they don't express how much they desire or want the women. It's just they don't act like the nice guys, because the nice guys are seeking a woman's approval. And unfortunately, when 97% of the men out there are like this and don't understand women, in some form or another, they're trying to prove their worth to a woman. They're trying to prove that they have value, whereas the bad boy, the guy who is successful with women, he shows up and he knows how to treat women. He knows how to give women what it is that they actually want by going for it. Whereas the nice guys take their time and they just walk around in circles and they never get anywhere. Women like a guy who's direct and goes for what he wants, because it's masculine energy. Feminine energy is being indecisive, unsure of yourself, not going for what you want, avoiding confrontations, those kind of things. And so when a guy acts that way, he's basically acting feminine, and that's why girls don't want guys that are that way. And it's not that you have to be a dick to women. It's like your problem is that you're being too nice to women, and you're holding back too much, and you're covering up your feelings or your desire too much for a woman. And that's where you're fucking up with chicks. So I encourage you to read and download my book. On my website, underneath the email sign-up box, is a link that will take you to the Amazon Kindle download page for my book, and you don't have to have a Kindle device to read my book. All you got to do is download one of their free apps. So when you click the link that's underneath the email sign-up box on my website, and you get to the Amazon download page for my book, on the right-hand side is a button. All you have to do is click that, and it'll allow you to select whatever device that you have, whether it's an Android smartphone, or an Android tablet device, or an iPad, or a Mac, or a PC, or an iPhone. It only takes a matter of seconds to download the app, and after you've downloaded the app, it only takes a few more seconds to download my book, and you'll be reading it in no time. If you have a question that you want to ask me, or there's a topic that you want me to cover in a future video newsletter, go to my website, click the Contact Me tab, which is going to be on the left-hand side of your screen. Send me 1 to 2 paragraphs max detailing your questions, your situation, your challenges. And you just got to give me several days to get back to you with a response, because I get a lot of email from the internet, and I also get a lot of it from my paying phone coaching customers. But be patient, and I will get back to you. And if you want to talk to me right away, the quickest way to get my help is to book a paid phone coaching session. And you can do that by going to my website, click the Products tab, which is going to be at the top of your screen, I just follow the instructions. And I will talk to you soon.